In this week's Enlighten Me, we return to our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at WMPH and Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District to highlight work done this year by students there. The term sanctuary refers to a place of refuge and protection, a place most of us, including high school students, seek out at one time or another for any variety of reasons. During the stressful end-of-year cramming for finals and for some contemplating college and next steps, Generation Voice students were asked to write about and record sounds from their own safe places. And this week, we let you hear what some of them had to say. First up is Mark Richardson, who just finished his sophomore year. Mark explains his sanctuary is not a physical space.
I'm Mark, and a happy place is a place where I can be wherever I want, I can do what I want, and I can choose where I want to go. My peaceful place is my mind. A lot of things happen within school and at home. When I feel stressed, mad, or even upset, I go to my happy place to make it feel like I'm in a place where bad things are happening around me or to me. When I'm in my happy place, I usually think about my own superheroes making up stories of saving the day or how they struggle to make the right choices. That's what I usually think about, but sometimes it's whatever on top of my mind. When I think, it evolves what happens to me within my life or what I hear on the news. But sometimes that can get boring, and I think of something that wouldn't happen, like me being a hero come to save the day, or me leaving school because there's trouble I have to stop. In my mind, I can lose track of what's happening in the real world, and my mom hates it when that happens.
MJ,
that's me.
Fortress of happy places in his fortress of solitude. Like Superman, he goes to his isolated area and he's all by himself to think and to concentrate and contemplate on things. MJ does the same thing. MJ, in his world, everything plays out in his comics. And in that world, everything is happy. MJ's phlegmatic temperament, whenever he's so isolated, he doesn't hear or see or paying attention to when a mother or someone is calling him. That is his phlegmatic temperament. It's like, back to my world. So that's MJ's happy place.
Sometimes my mother would say things and I would picture it in my mind and tell her about it. She'd get mad because she thinks I'm making fun of her, but in the end we both would laugh. Everything happens in my head. It's a vast world that I'd never want to leave. I would hear anything and images would pop in my mind, and I would alternate how things would happen. A lot of things is happening in real life with the presidency, violence, and racism. In my mind, I think about a hero stopping all the problems, talking to the people so that they all can come together and be one nation of people. I read a lot of comics, so I like to think about my own superheroes fighting with characters side by side or even against them. When I'm outside or in the car, I think about my superheroes running and flying past the cars or in the clouds, thinking about how cool it would be to see everything from a bird's eye view. Me and my dad think alike, so I like to think with him about the things in my head, and he would give me his input or what he would think. We laugh and talk about things that happen to us in our life, and we would think of things that could have happened or what people would do. My dad would also help me with thinking of more stuff to add to my character's powers or backstories. I also would tell my sister, and she would draw whatever we talked about. Like, once I told her I imagined myself being eaten and being in the stomach of a dragon, she drawn me being in the dragon's stomach fluid with all this trash the dragon ate. My mind is the place where I can go to find sanctuary. It's my own wonderland.
Thanks to rising junior Mark Richardson. Now we hear from Jade Reyes, who just completed her freshman year. She also tells us her sanctuary isn't tied to a specific place.
Hi, this is me, Jade, and I'm here to talk about what is my sanctuary. And my sanctuary is my music and my sketchbook, because when I have drama or problems with people, I just listen to music and draw. Also, when I want to calm down, I go to my room or I stay with my family in the living room and listen to music and draw for myself and for my family.
What are you drawing?
Something.
Hey, Jade.
Yes.
What you doing?
Drawing.
What are you drawing?
I don't know yet.
Hey, Jade.
Yes.
How was your day?
It was good. How was yours?
Pretty good. What are you listening to, Jade?
Mark Anthony.
What song?
Vivir mi vida.
Sí.
Oh. Do you want to be an artist when you grow up?
I would like it, but I most likely would like to be a pastry chef.
Why? Guess what I would like for you to be?
What?
An architect.
Why?
Because they get paid good money. And it's good to do something you like as your job so that it doesn't feel like you're working.
Mm-hmm.
When you enjoy what you do, it's just a breeze.
No one really knows why I put myself in a bubble when I draw, but I do. It's like when you want to be left alone, but you're surrounded by people who want to calm you down. Yeah, that's how I feel all the time. And the music I surround myself with is songs that have good beat to keep me focused on the work I'm doing at the time. Also, no one knows why I look sad when I draw, but I know that I draw with my mind and my heart. So if I have sad feelings, I put that in my drawings, but make it happy at the same time so my family doesn't suspect anything. And then that's also how they know that I'm not in the happiest mood to joke around. But sometimes I really sit in my room, draw, listen to music, and wonder why I have a photographic memory while my family doesn't. Also, my family is also good at keeping me calm on some days. Like if my phone dies and my tablet dies and I don't want to waste my battery on my laptop, I don't listen to music and I just draw. And then that's when my family put music on, and they put some good fine Latina music on, and we just have fun. And then I forget all about drawing and dance with my family. But my sanctuary is mostly my drawing and my music.
Can you draw me a wolf?
Yes.
I thought you said you wanted a flower.
Thanks to rising sophomore Jade Reyes. Next up, we hear from another rising sophomore, Gordon Coleman, who found his sanctuary in his own backyard.
Everyone goes through something in their life that drives them crazy, makes them upset, makes them overall feel sad even. When we go through these things, we have to run away to a place that takes us away from these problems that bother us so much, whether it's mentally, physically, or both. It's like a sanctuary you try to escape to. For me, that sanctuary I try to escape to is this little creek behind my house around the corner. I hardly find anyone back there besides the people that are cutting through to get to the other side. Back there, I just feel free, unbothered by any and everyone. I don't got to deal with my parents constantly yelling my name and getting on my back constantly about stupid schoolwork. I ignore my social media usually so I can stay away from all this pointless drama. I try to just hop on the rocks and flow with the water. So relaxing. The sounds of nature are just pleasing to listen to while I hop along the rocks. When the sounds of the creek aren't enough, I put on some chill, cool music to help me mentally drift away even more. Gotta get my life,
shine till I become light. Is it all about love? Is it all about drugs? Is it all about you? Is it all about us? Is it all about love? Is it all about drugs? Is it all about you? Is it all about...
Typically, my playlist changes depending on the mood I'm feeling. If I'm feeling sad or depressed, I may listen to Post Malone or XXX Tentacion. If I'm thinking about my certain someone and I'm feeling in love or a mood similar, I'll listen to songs based around love, of course. I try to put on music that allows me to feel like I'm relating to someone. I find that people typically don't understand my thought process and look to me as a weird person, and others just think I'm overreacting or simply being dramatic when it comes to my personal issues. People just overall don't get me or understand me at all. It makes me feel alone. And with these songs on, I don't anymore. I'm just by myself in this creek. And I finally just feel at peace.
Thanks to rising sophomore Gordon Coleman. And finally, we turn to Tristan Murphy, who was a freshman this past school year. He finds his sanctuary in the virtual world of a video game.
And Fortnite for a little bit.
Sanctuary. A place of safety. A place to relax. I go to Fortnite to just chill, you know. I mean, play some squads and duos, or on an occasion I'll play a solo and just do the best I can and go for kills and not for a win. Nothing feels better than me to jumping out of a battle bus and skydiving to the spot I want to land and trying to be better than everybody else. 100 versus 1 is the odds, but I still try my best. See, Fortnite calms me down. Schoolwork and homework and tests and finals just put a lot of stress on the kid. So, you gotta find somewhere to go to calm down. I love to land at Loot Lake. Not a lot of people go there. Sometimes there is a lot, but it's not a challenge. And if there is too many people there, I'll just go to the next closest spot. Even though the new update kind of sucks. Fortnite sometimes makes me a little bit madder, and sometimes it relieves all the anger after getting a few kills. Or maybe I'll just hide and wait for the match to come close to an end so that I don't have to kill anybody and I can just get a dub by killing one person. But that's not how I usually do it. Only once in a blue moon. Sometimes I can play though, because my sister takes the TV. But then, I just watch Fortnite on YouTube and try to be as good as the YouTubers I watch. Sometimes when I do play, my mom hates it because it's all I want to do. But she lets me play anyway. Who would have guessed that Fortnite is my sanctuary? Guess you can find it anywhere if you really look. It's yours.
Thanks to rising sophomore Tristan Murphy and all the Mount Pleasant High School students we heard from this week in Enlighten Me. And a reminder that all these pieces are part of Generation Voice, our collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH. Our youth media producer, Sophia Schmidt, oversees Generation Voice for us, working with Mount Pleasant teacher Paul Wishengrad, who runs the career pathway that we work with there. And a reminder, we'll be taking Generation Voice to another school, McCain High School, in the Red Clay School District this fall. Stay tuned. We'll have more details on that coming up as the fall approaches.